Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Garhur Jasute. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron held delegation-level talks at the historic Villa Carolus at Nice in France. The discussions between two sides focused on expanding the special global strategic partnership between two countries across key sectors including defense, technology and trade. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron jointly inaugurated Bharat Innovates event, which showcases India's rapidly expanding innovation and startup ecosystem. It features innovations across 13 key sectors, including advanced computing, semiconductors, artificial intelligence, clean energy, and others. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's startup revolution by saying that the country's youth are developing solutions for global challenges in a number of areas.
भारत में एक स्टार्टअप रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है। इस रिवॉल्यूशन में भारत का नौजवान एक नए माइंडसेट के साथ मानवता के हित में समस्याओं के समाधान ढूंढ रहा है और हमारे नौजवानों के वर्ल्ड क्लास सॉल्यूशंस को ग्लोबल स्टेज पर लाने का माध्यम ही है भारत इनोवेट्स.
After completing the first leg of his visit to France, Mr. Modi reached Slovakia last night on a two-day visit. This marks the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Naglan is set to hold by-elections to three municipal wards tomorrow, June 16. Polling will take place in Ward 11 Chara under Chumukedema Town Council, Ward 8 Tumang B under Waka Town Council and Ward 9 Samba Goki under Atuizu Town Council. In view of the polling, the Home Department has declared tomorrow as a paid holiday for all state and central government employees who are registered electors in the three wards to enable them to exercise their franchise. The holiday also applies to bank and financial institution employees and other electors registered under the three wards but residing or working elsewhere. Further, shops and commercial establishments owned or managed by registered electors in the concerned wards will also remain closed during polling hours. However, the holiday exemption will not apply to employees whose absence could result in danger or substantial loss to essential services. The National Testing Agency NTA has released the admit cards for the NEET UG re-examination for admission to undergraduate medical courses. Candidates can download their admit cards from NTA's official website neet.nta.nic.in. The re-examination is scheduled to be held on 21st of this month from 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. NTA has advised the candidates that they should verify the bank account details for refund before downloading the admit card. The government has debunked a WhatsApp message circulating online that falsely claims applications are being accepted for free laptops under the National Student Laptop Scheme 2026. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has clarified that this claim is fake and that the government has not announced any such scheme. PIB cautioned that such messages are often designed to collect personal or financial information. It advised citizens not to click on unknown links and urged them to verify information through official sources before sharing or forwarding such messages. In sports, the fifth edition of the Naglan Futsal Club Championship will be held from June 18 to 20 at Riga Turf, New Terogvenio Village in Zemunio District. The tournament marks the first time Zemunio will host a state-level football event. Altogether, 10 teams from across the state will compete in a league-cum-knockout format for the championship title. The winning team will secure the opportunity to represent Naglan at the National Futsal Championship. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of northeast India today. The department said heavy rainfall is likely over isolated areas in Naglan and its neighbouring states. The showers are expected to continue till the 20th of June, accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.